Message number 849. They are preparing the Antichrist now for his grand entrance. Sunday, July 21, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, I have an important message for the world, including those who believe in me, those who don't, those who may not believe in my Father, as well as those who do not accept that all things come from me. When the beast plotted against me, he created a diabolical plan for the end times, which is designed to fool the world with the greatest lie in order that he can take them with him into the fires of hell. Know that I have already revealed to the world this plan, but there is one secret that needs to be revealed so that you understand the truth. As with any battle, the enemy takes up position, and this is usually planned very carefully so that it is done in secret, lest the target knows where his enemies stand. In this, the final battle for souls, Satan and his cohorts have taken up position against God's two witnesses. This has taken many years to orchestrate, but God's children must know who the two witnesses are first before they understand how the plan has been devised. The enemy has now taken up position in my church. He does this as the enemy hidden inside a Trojan horse. The enemy, and remember there are many and they all pay homage to the beast, has also taken root in the Middle East. The real target is Israel, home to the second witness. The two witnesses are the Christians and the house of Israel. Christianity is the first target because it came from me. Israel is the second target because I was born a Jew and it is the land of the chosen people of God, home to Jerusalem. It is no accident that Satan wants to destroy these two because he hates them, and by wiping out all traces of them he is making the greatest statement, that he is above God. How these two witnesses will suffer in the name of God. They will not die but will appear to be bereft of all life. The sacraments will be the first to be destroyed, then the Mass, then the Bible and all traces of God's words. During these times many will fight to proclaim the word of God. It will be during these times that my graces will be poured everywhere through the power of the Holy Spirit so that God is never forgotten. The Antichrist. Very soon the Antichrist will make himself known as the man of peace who will create the most ambitious peace plan in the Middle East. They are preparing the Antichrist now for his grand entrance. Meanwhile, the diabolical plan to deceive the innocents by teaching them lies in my name continues. To those of you who will not accept the truth, know that these times are upon you. If you cannot accept the truth now, if you truly love me, then I will give you the graces to discern. So many cannot see this wicked plan so carefully concealed, but which is unfolding before your eyes as foretold. Holy Scripture never lies. My word is the truth. The truth is your lifeline towards salvation. If you accept the lies given to you in my church by those who do not come in my name, then you will fall into great darkness and you will be devoured by such wickedness that should you partake in such occult practices, presented to you in my name, you will be lost to me. Very soon, when the false peace is created, plans will commence to annihilate the Jews. While the beast savages Israel, the false prophet will discard my presence and deceive not just Catholics but all Christians, all religions, in order to idolize the beast under the guise of the one world religion. If this message strikes fear in your souls, then know that it is my intention not to hide anything from you which could destroy you. All that is important is that you remain true to my teachings and pray for my protection. When you surrender to me your Jesus and ask me to guide you, all will be well. I will keep you within my protection, all those of you who do not deviate from the truth. Your Jesus.